The swamp you're talking about is, or marsh, is that salt water or fresh water?
Well, sometimes it's salt water and sometimes it's fresh water. Different, it's called different places you go to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, about, do you have some salt water areas down?
Not way down at the beach that comes out, you know, is a lagoon, slat, low place, you know, where it runs out.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tide comes up, it comes out in the, in them places, you know.
And you call that a lagoon or what?
Well, you can call it a lagoon or you can call it a slough.
Mm-hmm.
Way.
Mm-hmm. What about something that's big enough for sort of a ditch sort of thing, but big enough for maybe a boat to go through?
Mean a lagoon?
Is that what a lagoon is?
This lagoon is big enough you can carry a boat through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Down around them rivers down there, the lagoons run out. And there's even fish in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, say if you had some swampy land, you wanted to get the water off it, you say you wanted to...
We'd have to drain it.
Okay. What would you call the things that you dug to drain it?
Ditches.
And, say if you'd had a real heavy rain and the water had cut out a little...
Slough, you know,
Is that what you call slough? Mm-hmm. Or?
Ditch, it'd wash out a ditch where you'd have to go down and drain it and cut away for it to go out.
Uh-huh. What about something along the sides of the road to carry the water off?
Ditches.
But say if you'd had, say in a field, just a huge place, maybe 10 feet across and 10 feet deep, you know, that where all this had washed out, would you call that a ditch or would you have another name for that if it's real big?
Oh, it'd be a sort of a wash hole, wash out place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what if you call it when it's a big place like that. I've seen it wash out and make a big place near that like a lagoon, you know,
mm-hmm.
a place where you like a fish.
Mm-hmm.
When it come floods, you know, rain
mm-hmm.
like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you call something like that.
What about a gully? What's that?
Well, I guess you'd call that that'd be a deep place by the road. And the water just going full force.
Mm-hmm. You'd call that a
gully. Because it'd be deep and the water would be making full speed through it.
Only when it rains?
Uh-huh. When it rains, a big rain, it just goes this full speed through. You can even hear it in places when it's making rain and water's mm-hmm. going. And that's what you call a gully.
That's bigger than a ditch then?
Oh yeah. It's not so wide, but it makes a lot of noise, you know, going through there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's what you call a gully like or something.
Say if you mentioned a stream, what would be bigger than a stream? Or what are some of the streams you have around here?
There ain't none right around here. You have to go down in the flatwoods, down in them, around in them places where you get a stream. There ain't these here nothing but ponds around here. Now, when it rains a whole lot now, that pond out there fill up, there'll be a stream come across that road down here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ditch goes under the road, goes out into that pond, comes on that, going around this pond, going that, going right down that way into some way and just keeps it going.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call a stream, you know, comes when it's big, heavy rains, you know.
A stream is just when it's been raining for
a while? Yes, a long time. It's still there, but still ain't nothing to it till this big rain's coming in. It just, and that makes a big stream, you know, and it just keeps spreading out, going around, and fish comes in out of one of these ponds.
Mm-hmm. What about something that, what other things do you have around here besides the stream?
Just these ponds.
What about something bigger than a stream?
I don't have, they're not even around up here now. As I know.
What about a branch or?
Oh, they branches all.